You're listening to Ann Mish on Watch Us Go, Talk of Muskegon. And today I have with us Stacy Peterson and Brandon Baskin, both from Health West of Muskegon County. Hello.
Thanks for having us, Ann.
Yes, yes. And I'm really excited because actually I know both of these individuals from working on different projects with you over time. Stacy and I just worked on United Way just recently, didn't we? For Muskegon County and the city of Muskegon, we did like a joint thing for the very first time with employees.
Yes, that's correct.
I know. So it was a little different. We had to like do some giving and taking and like kind of change our stuff a little bit, change it up. But it was fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It rained that day, but we were at the farmer's market, okay. So it was good.
You're actually being really nice about it because it did more than rain. I think it was a torrential downpour on us. But we were inside, hot, humid, like, oh my gosh, it was, yeah. But we still had a really good turnout and the burgers and hot dogs and all of that good stuff and root beer floats. And like I said, we raised a lot of money for United Way, so I was pretty excited about that. So it was an excellent, I'm glad we got to do that together. That was fun.
That was nice. We teamed up Muskegon County and the city of Muskegon for the first time. So
yep. That was our two bosses who actually decided that. We just got the email on it, but that was how that worked out for us. And then Brandon is well known around here for working on festivals.
Sure.
That's your side job, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what festivals have you worked on?
The Muskegon Rockstock Music Festival we started. This year we put on.
How long ago was that?
2008.
Wow.
First one at Hackley Park.
Now
we've moved to 4th of July. We've participated in numerous different festivals on and off. Some have come, some have gone.
Uh-huh.
This past year we did the first expo, the Tattoo Expo, that Spike TV assisted us with.
Yes.
At the Holiday Inn.
You had like a star there from like California or something?
Yeah, we flew in an individual from California, from LA to come in and do tattoos for a nominal fee.
You have to tell us, did you get one?
No, I did not. I have no ink on my body.
it's
a business, right? it was a lot of fun though. We just wrapped up Polish Festival last weekend.
How did that go?
Fantastic. We ran out of food. Almost ran out of Polish beer.
No way.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. So for a first time event, that's what you hope for.
Yeah, exceeded our expectations.
Yes.
We'll be back next year and hopefully to grow into one of the next.
So that's a guaranteed thing. And that happened at Hackley Park, right?
Yep. We
so
packed a pole.
Did you? So are you thinking of a bigger venue? Too early to say?
You got to let things grow on.
Yeah.
Sustainable for a year or two and see where it
goes. I think that's a really good idea. Sometimes people do try to grow too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take too big of a step and you end up in the mud.
So
nice and clean
or a twisted ankle. Like mine today. That's right. Okay, so we're actually going to be talking about Health West today and some of the services that are provided. So now, Stacy, how long have you been working at Health West?
I've been there for almost 16 years.
16 years.
Yes.
So you know this stuff like the back of your hand, then, obviously.
I started out in the clerical department, so I was like medical records queen for about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Health insurance and customer services, relatively new yet.
4 years, that's new, really?
Well, it's been about two to three.
Oh. All right, so now are you from Muskegon?
I am not. I'm originally from Big Rapids.
Okay.
So, yes.
And you were brought over to Muskegon?
It's been a travel. My background is actually not in mental health. It was working Holiday Inns, and I was working in Grand Rapids before coming here.
Okay. So customer service is your number one
customer
thing.
Customer service is my thing.
Which we need. We need that desperately. Good customer service. Yes. And then, Brandon, how long have you been at Health West?
5 years.
Five years? Okay.
So.
All right. And what do you do there?
Various tasks. I've done many things there, from social work, clinical services supervisor for a period of time.
Okay.
I've worked with folks with mental illness, and right now I'm working on developing programs for folks with developmental disabilities on the vocational side, support employment, volunteerism, education, those types of things.
For, you said developmental disabilities?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mentally disabled folks.
Sure. So not people that are necessarily physically disabled, but...
A little bit of that
in there, too? Yeah?
From IQ down to diseases that are debilitating.
Sure. I'm curious, what kind of programs you're coming up with.
Like I said, I focus on vocational things. So
okay.
It's kind of ways of getting folks out of their living room into the workforce.
I love that.
And trying to build the great community that we have here in Muskegon that support people.
Yep.
A lot of the different local businesses, the mom and pop shops, and the big box stores, to hire folks with disabilities to come in And I make the accommodations for their disabilities.
Uh-huh.
So instead of them sitting at home, it gives them that positive vibe. They can go out and be successful in the community. And so you give them an opportunity to go out and develop new skills, mm-hmm. and utilize those skills to make a paycheck and
okay.
feel more productive.
I don't know if you know this about myself at all, but I actually have two sons. And they both have their own disabilities as well. Yep. So I have one who's in a wheelchair, and he's currently, and I can tell you how difficult it is to find a job. This he has a bachelor's degree, and he's still, you know, struggles to find those positions. And the other one's got the high functioning autism, and that's a challenge in itself. So I am so glad that there are people and individuals out there who recognize that and who are willing to work with employers and show them that they do have great skills. You just need to know how to work with them sometimes.
Yeah, it's not usually the paycheck. It's just going out, having something to do every day to feel yes. productive, to feel like they're making a difference in their community too.
And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to be out there. Yeah. So it's
really
not all about the money.
Every day it's something different.
Right, really right. And it's got to be so rewarding for you.
It is, to see a smile on someone's face.
Yeah.
And again, it's not about us going out and doing it for them. It's helping them along and
yes.
doing it. They're doing it on their own. We're just kind of that moral support.
And the independence, too,
right.
that they have.
Yeah. The invisible hand that comes in and helps mm-hmm. out when need be.
Right. No, but I love that. I think that's awesome.
And I got to add into that, I actually put a more fun spin on working with developmentally disabled. And this is something new in the last, probably year or two. But I do line dancing, and we actually teach line dance.
You do?
We do.
That's,
it's
I love that.
It's been probably about 3 years now, and we have 20 to 30 that come on Thursdays,
okay.
and most of them are from the adult foster care mm-hmm. or developmentally disabled, and we have a few that are nonverbal. And it is so fun.
Oh, now where do you do those classes at?
That is right at Health West in the boardrooms. So we clear all the office tables and chairs and crank up the music and do the Cupid Shuffle, Electric Slide, all the popular songs. And to see the glow on their face and to say, because of this class, I was able to dance at my daughter's wedding. Or when I went
yes.
so and where I went somewhere and I was able to dance. And I fit right in. That was
so
great.
Oh, I love hearing that. I'm kind of thinking I need to take that class, too, because I'm going on vacation soon. I don't know how to do those dances. I just sit and watch everybody. So
cut around,
I know. I want to come. I want to come. Yes. Oh, now, there are some other services that you offer. And I know one that is really important and coming up right now is health insurance. And assisting people in that endeavor and how to get insurance. And can you tell, I know the laws changed recently in the last couple of years about it with the whole Obamacare.
Marketplace right. insurance.
The marketplace insurance. I'm sorry. Marketplace insurance. Let me be.
Better known as.
Better known as. Yes. As the insurance where you have to, you go out online. When did that happen? Was it 2 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago? Has it been 4 years?
Yep. We've been certified navigation site. This will be our third year in a row.
Okay.
Before we were just assisters, as they call them.
All right.
We help people sign up, and now we have a more active role reporting to the state our numbers of folks that are signing up for insurance and helping get the word out about it.
Can you explain the insurance and how that works?
I'd be happy to give
I know.
It a
that's
shot.
Just like a small little like task,
yeah.
right? That should like, be really easy.
It's a very simple process. I mean, you can stop into Health West or call Health West at any time and schedule an appointment to come in. You can walk in. And we can help you out. Open enrollment starts November 1st and runs through mid-January, mid-February. Every year they kind of add an extension.
Now, when you say help you out, you mean
because we can help with the application process.
You know, where you have to get online and because I was telling you before, I did that with my mom and it was overwhelming. It was also when the computers were crashing over and over again. And
yeah, it's kind of a three-step process. There's the application portion, and we can help folks that aren't computer savvy.
Mm-hmm.
You can call. The marketplace 1-800 number and sign up through there.
Right.
Or you can come in and see somebody face to face and we can help with the application process.
I like the face to face.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then the next part of that is you go through all the plans. Marketplace isn't like government provided insurance. It's like the supermarket of insurances.
Yes.
It's all these people putting a bid in on what insurance, what they can offer you for what.
Again, very overwhelming because there's so many packages to pick from and services.
Everything from your prescriptions to your in network,
yes.
out of network doctors,
right.
specialist, ER visits. Children, elderly,
right.
smoker, all these different things, diabetes, they all come into effect.
Now, I don't know. Do you have the capability of looking up, like, if somebody takes a certain prescription to be able to get on there and see if they cover that prescription? Because I know that was a big thing. My mom has some shot that she has to take that's, like, $1,200 a month. So we needed to make sure it was covered.
There is a MAGI on there for different policies through different companies. Once you get through the application process,
sure,
you can review those.
So people could actually bring their list of medications if they have a big concern about that. And you can check those out and then realize, okay, we're going to have to eliminate this one then if it doesn't cover.
And your doctor. You can put your doctor's name and select
them
from the list.
Excellent.
And see if they're in network or out of network with
that. Because most of us would not want to change.
Shields or Priority or Meridian, Humana, there's 14 or 15 different companies.
Oh, see how long that would take for an individual to actually go through those. And you probably know a lot about what they have to offer, so you can, you know, help out a little bit with that.
It varies, but we know our way around the website pretty well. We're well trained. The training's about 30 hours a year to go through it. There are some refresher courses, but you can do it at home, too, if you know a little bit about computers.
Right.
You can start your application and come in and see us, and we can pick up where you left off.
Oh, so you can log out and then go and just say, I feel overwhelmed.
There's no commitment. You can fill out the application without having to select a healthcare plan.
Right, okay.
And then if you do pick a few, you can print out information on them and compare and contrast. The law states we can't give you advice on which one to pick, but we can help you identify what, you know, if it fits your needs.
Right.
And then the third part of that step is to actually purchase it, where you have to make a payment before it becomes active.
Okay.
So we can help folks with that if they want to sign up for automatic withdrawal out of checking account, mm-hmm. debit card, credit card.
Okay.
If they want to use their tax credits, how they want to utilize them.
How would you use your tax credits for? And this would be for somebody who maybe gets a check back at the end of the year from you do your income taxes. Is that what we're speaking about, or?
Sort of.
Okay.
Yes and no. When you fill out your application, it goes strictly by your income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fall in a middle class family, you may qualify for some sort of help, which is the tax breaks you get.
Mm-hmm.
You can utilize that tax amount in a monthly way, where you can use all of it or some of it every month towards your premium.
Because I'm just thinking about all those people who just don't have the money to be able to pay that on a monthly basis. So, you know, what do they do? So it's really a really good option for them to know that they've got this credit that they can just use that.
Yeah, for some folks, it'll bring their premium from $350 a month down to $100 a month.
Big difference.
Yeah,
Huge difference.
If you do have a little more income, you can save some of that tax credit and at the end of the year get it back in a tax refund check too. If you don't want to utilize it.
I know. We like those checks too, don't we?
Yeah. It'd be nice to add on to another one.
Yes, it would.
You know,
yes.
Birthdays or something close to that time.
Like all that, all the expenses and
When property taxes come due right around February.
Just happens to be at the same time on Valentine's Day. That's always due. Has anybody ever like picked up on that? I'm just saying. But so all right, we have to now, is there some kind of like law too that says you have to have insurance now?
Yes.
So what's the implications if you don't have health insurance?
If you don't have health insurance, there's a fine that you can pay. You can opt out. There are exemptions from having to have health insurance, tribal benefits and religious. There's a few different things that can modify if you have to have insurance or not.
Right.
The penalty the first year was $65, I believe.
Correct.
The next year it was $95, and then this past year it was $760, something like
$760 that. Penalty now
to not have insurance. And a lot of times it might be cheaper just to sign up for the insurance and pay a small premium.
Well,
select a lower level of care or something like that, just because it would, for the same $760, you could have some coverage.
Oh, absolutely. And how does how do they collect that $760?
They'll take it right out of your tax return.
Your
wages. It's the government.
It is the government.
Yeah,
they can, so they just go right after your income tax check. So if
they'll get their money.
So you could end up with a big hospital bill because something, came along and you broke your leg and, and had to have surgery on it. And now you got this big hospital bill because you didn't have any insurance. And not only that, now you've got this big $760 penalty that you're going to be paying because you didn't have a health insurance when all along. Maybe that $760 could have paid a big portion.
A catastrophic or something.
Yeah.
Plan.
Wow.
What I like about it too, and it's because I do a lot of the outreach, but it's not only waiting until I have an accident, but it's preventative. So there's essential coverage that is included in all the plans.
Right.
So that way you can do your yearly exams, and it's just to feel better. And, you know, again, because I do a lot more of the outreach, when I go to the mobile food pantries or I'm out at the Labor Day walk and I'm actually speaking with people, there's some that haven't been to a doctor's office in 10 years. And so they have no idea just what it means to have a primary care physician, mm-hmm. and to say, hey, you don't have to wait until you're super sick. We can actually help you now. And that's what I get excited about.
Yes.
Instead of back 20 years ago, you're not sick enough for us to help you. Let us wait until you're sicker or more sick, and then we will help. Well, now we're all about preventative.
What are the services that are provided under preventative? You know, like you have your annual physical. That would be one of them.
That is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would do like the the breast exams they do, and mammograms. Yeah. And probably any blood work if it was needed or the doctor said in your.
Yes.
Right?
There's the lab work as well. And you would get a list of the eight. And that is a lot of it is just educating yourself.
Yes.
And that is one of the reasons why I enjoy the outreach so much. And it's not only HealthWest. We happen to be from HealthWest, and mm-hmm. we are one of the navigators. In Muskegon County, there are 6 different locations you can go to. So if you're more comfortable and you're already seeing a doctor, mm-hmm. we have Hackley Community Care, the Health Project, Muskegon, Hackley Campus, the Mercy Health Hackley and Mercy Campus, and Muskegon Family Care. So...
Okay.
If you want to go to any one of the 6.
Okay.
And then also when we go to outreach, it is just using the health insurance. Don't just pay for it and put it aside. Make sure that you are using everything that it's included, and it will work for you.
Absolutely. And when you have preventative, like what you're saying right now with your health, and that you can catch something really early on and take care of it. So maybe that cancer scare or something can be something that can be taken care of, right? But if you wait too long, obviously you're going to have a different outcome. And I think people are so afraid of getting that diagnosis that they avoid it, which in the end is not doing you any good.
And it's overall cost, too.
If
you catch it earlier, it's a little bit more affordable to treat it as opposed to heavy treatments later.
Yes.
And besides preventative, not to change the whole subject,
but
dental and vision are options you can add on to plans. Some plans include dental and vision right in them, or one or the other.
Right.
So it's really helpful to be able to know that you can kind of get that full coverage. Like you wouldn't a check if you were to retire early, there's still an option for you to have a good quality insurance. If you don't qualify for COBRA, that there is an option.
Right.
Picking a plan that you want, if you are somebody that's very healthy and non-smoker, no diabetes, kind of the once a year physical and maybe a cold once in a while, you can pick that plan where it's more affordable for you to pay for every month.
Can you explain what catastrophic insurance is?
Yeah, catastrophic would be something life-threatening that could happen right away. Your appendix bursts, and
you
need to go get it taken care of.
So something really big and unexpected, and you
lose a limb or you lose a finger, something that you need to get taken care of right away. But it's not something that's going to be a long-term, treatment.
So this is somebody who's normally healthy but has an insurance plan put aside just for something big. Otherwise, you're paying for pretty much everything else out of pocket.
Yeah, it's not going to cover your prescriptions or follow-ups or specialists, but it's going to get the main thing solved right away. Like I said, your appendix would be taken out, and it would cover that. You would have a certain portion you have to pay, but it would cover some of
it. And then you would also be covered then under the law, so you would be okay in their eyes too.
You can use these as supplemental plans too, a catastrophic plan for younger folks. They did change the laws now, so you can be up to 26 years old and still fall underneath your parents' insurance, or your children would still be on your plan.
I love that, by the way. Love it.
Without them having to be a college student.
Yes.
Which is very nice, and that changed about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
And that was difficult for a lot of us in my generation, where you're 21 and you're free, you're still in college, but you have no health insurance.
Nothing.
And that's
right.
Where catastrophic became very popular, was you gotta have something.
Absolutely, you do.
Just in case a car accident, something like that happens.
My mom was unexpectedly in the critical care in June. She had a fall in her house and stuff, and so she was in there for 4 or 5 days. And anyway, she ended up being gone for a month, and I'm telling you, the bills were just tremendous. But luckily, she had really great insurance through that whole plan. Somebody helped us, because I couldn't help her. I tried, and so we had to go see somebody else who could look up all these medications for her and everything. We found something that was really good, and her total out-of-pocket, because she had a max on it, was $3,500 out of everything, which was fantastic. I mean, considering everything.
Still need to add that bill, but it's way better than
$3,500. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying yay for $3,500, but I'm saying versus what it could have been.
Correct.
Yeah, was so much better. So when people picture that, because it can be $100,000 easily.
Very easily. Yeah. Especially cancer or something like
right,
that.
Right. And they're not going to let you just walk away from that.
No. Nor do you want to.
It's, no.
You're going to pay whatever you have to and
right.
spend the rest of your life paying it off.
Yes. Yes, and you don't want to have to do that. So that's what insurance is about, and we want to make sure that everybody has it. Now, is this the same thing as Medicaid?
No, they're totally different things. Medicaid, it's a federal covered insurance.
Uh-huh.
Goes hand in hand with Medicare. A lot of people look at it that way. Medicaid's, in my opinion, one of the best insurances you can have because you pay very little for it. It is income and resource-based.
So you have to qualify, and it's usually a lower income.
Lower income. And the nice thing that we do have with our state is there, when you fill out the Marketplace application, the Obamacare application, if it deems that you may qualify for Medicaid, it'll automatically send your information over to our DHS office,
which
is Department of Human Services.
So you don't have to make the trip over there and do that.
Correct. They'll contact you and say, hey, we got this information. We need to finish up the application.
We'll check to see if you have other services that you might qualify for.
Yeah, food assistance, cash
really?
Assistance if you have a child. Yeah, it opens up the doors to a lot. There's... The last time I saw, and I could be way wrong on a lot
yes.
of it, but something like 71% of Muskegon County was eligible for some sort of service through DHS, whether it was daycare assistance or food assistance.
And so they might not even know it.
That's exactly uh-huh. it. A lot of them just keep hitting the grindstone, working 2-3 jobs,
yes.
working their way through, and there could be a way they could free their time up to spend more time with their family or to put more quality education, you know, in their resume, more skill building stuff.
So how would people find that out?
Well, you can come in and see us, too, at HealthWest. We can
right.
help you with your Medicaid
right.
applications, food assistance, and all that. It's pretty much the same application, a little more in-depth, depending on what your needs are.
Now, if people wanted to make an appointment, what number would they call to get a hold of one of you or somebody there and help them through that process?
I would go with our main line, and it's 231-724-3699.
Okay.
And we do have a team of navigators. We're two of them, but we do have a team of four. That do help, so.
All right, and then what is the deadline right now for applying or?
Right now there is, it's only for special circumstances right now.
Okay.
Because open enrollment doesn't start until November 1st.
So what are special circumstances? What is that?
If you had a death in your family, a spouse passed away.
And your spouse was the one who had the insurance?
Yeah,
okay.
Unemployment. Anytime you lose your insurance for different reasons.
Okay.
Or, you know, you're just newly an adult and need insurance, you can come in and
sign
up.
That would be a special circumstance. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you recently became pregnant or had a baby, or if you started working and you're underemployed, or your employer doesn't offer health insurance,
uh-huh.
that would be a special circumstance.
That
so
you
there's
can
a lot of
open.
Loopholes so you can still get in.
Okay.
And the big question we ask is, how much does it cost a month? It's got to be so expensive. I can't tell you a number. Like I said, it goes by your income.
Right.
And how many people in your family.
And what plan you choose.
Yeah, and what mm-hmm. kind of coverage you need and what your needs are. It's
right.
a very needs-based program.
All right.
I, for one, think it's great that you have the option to select what kind of coverage you do want.
Yes.
So you're not getting too much or too less. You're not buying in bulk if you just need one.
Exactly.
So
not everybody needs eyeglasses, you know. So
correct.
Maybe that's, you know, but maybe next year you would add it on if you saw
yeah.
that there was going to be a problem.
Yeah, 1 year when you might
yep.
need it, and then you drop it again.
You mean other people do that, too?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was the only one who figured that one out.
We're all American. They teach us that, like, sixth grade economics.
Yeah. That was good. All right, so that's Medicaid. Then you said Medicare is actually different, too. So how is Medicare playing into all of this?
Medicare falls in if you receive, like, disability, Social Security disability,
uh-huh.
For a certain period of time, 72 months or so, then you qualify for Medicare. Medicare you do have to pay for. There's a premium based upon kind of the need in your age.
All right.
It's kind of on average. And again, there's different selections of Medicare.
Yes.
Like folks at HealthWest that may be disabled and receive Social Security disability, they could pay like $105 a month as a premium for
right.
that. That's their Part B and their Part D, which covers your doctors and your medications.
Right.
And then Medicare that most people know of is for folks that are over, well, for the generation now, 62 and a half, I believe is the age where you can sign on for Medicare.
You can do it at 62?
I believe it's 62 and a half, depending on your age. For those right now, the baby boomers.
Oh.
And then some at 65, and I think for me, I'm going to have to be 72 and a half or 75.
Before you can actually apply for Medicare?
I believe that's
Are you serious?
And Social Security.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They mail you that nice little booklet every year, too.
I didn't know.
It gives you a heads up of where you're at.
I know, because I thought mine said 67, and I thought somebody had that wrong. That's not a print problem there. I thought it was all 65 for everybody, no matter what.
Well, that's why you come see us, and we'll sign you up.
I know. I obviously do need to come and see you, because, like I said, try to do it. My mom couldn't do it. I had to find somebody. Mm-hmm. We went to two different places, because she didn't like the answers in one.
And if you do have questions about Medicare stuff, Senior Resources.
Around
Tanglewood.
Yeah, in Seminole.
Yes, mm-hmm. They can help you out along with 211. Our great resources.
Great
if
programs.
You have questions about parents or grandparents and their Medicare or concerns if they're moving into like assisted living or a nursing home.
Okay.
I highly recommend going there for more assistance on those benefits.
They're really great about that. Yeah, yeah, and they actually
they
have like
really
a.
Good.
They have a place that you can rent things out of, a closet. Have you heard? Yeah, you probably know more about that than I do. Look at me. I'm like, I'm a pro because I had my mom just recently fall. So, yeah, like they have a closet. You can, like, rent things. So,
yeah.
Which is really nice because this stuff is expensive. I'm telling you, yeah.
They're a very important part of our community that a lot of people kind of drive by and say, what does that place do?
Phenomenal.
So stop by.
It's a great program. Absolutely. And so we have the Medicare. We have the Medicaid. And then... we have the where you can go out there and shopping. Now, with the Medicare, do you also go shopping as well, like to get something to add to
it?
Not
necessarily.
Or?
Normally, it's right. There. You can buy some add-on.
Okay.
And again, it depends on your age and where you're at, what your needs are.
Right.
And kind of as I mentioned, if you're in that retirement age, I would recommend going over to the Tanglewood Center and speaking with those folks. If you're getting because of a disability and have questions, we still call them a lot.
Okay.
We don't try to pretend we know everything.
No,
somebody
no.
Else is already the key.
None of us do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easier sometimes just to make a phone call and ask a quick question.
Now
as
again,
opposed to making a mistake.
Open enrollment starts when?
November 1st.
November 1st. And lasts until January 17th.
January 17th. Okay, so November 1st to January 17th is that's when everybody can make changes.
Yeah.
To their existing one. So if something wasn't working out for you, or suddenly your doctor puts you on a different medication that's not being covered, this would be a great time then to go out there, be able to look, see if you can find the right insurance that might be able to cover that for you.
And I'm glad you're saying it's a great time, because we do actually encourage everyone to review their plan every year and make changes.
Right.
So make sure you do that during this time to make sure that your doctor is still in the network.
Yes.
And everything is still being offered. And it might be that you can get something similar for a lesser amount. So. Educate.
Right.
Educate yourself as much as possible.
And then, Stacy, you've been out throughout the community. You've been going out there and trying to educate people on this. And what places have you been to, and where are you going to be going to in the future?
Well, I do at several of the mobile food pantries. I tend to team up with the coordinating churches so that I have their list and try to reach out a couple of different ones a month. Coming up soon, I have the law enforcement torch run that is coming September 16th, and then the Health and Wellness Fair is at Muskegon Family Care on the 17th of September. So
people could talk to you right in person if they don't feel comfortable coming into Health West. They could just look for you at those events. I know you were just at our Labor Day event, too, talking to runners and walkers and that.
Yes.
Just letting them know that you are out there and that these services are available for free.
Right. That is correct.
Yeah.
And now if it's
Can't
a marketplace, a lot of times we will go ahead and make an appointment. They do take a little bit longer than the Medicaid. And when you see me out in the public, I do have a flyer listing phone numbers, email addresses, face-to-face addresses,
Good.
Phone numbers to make appointments. And on the back, it lists everything that you need to have to be prepared for your appointment so you can get ready for that. And when I'm out in outreach, we do not talk specifics, as we do need to make sure that we keep everything confidential. And when you do come into Health West or any of the other locations, you actually sign a release mm-hmm. allowing us to get that information from you. We don't keep any of it,
right.
But you are giving me all this information, and we just want you to know it's safeguarded.
Absolutely. Can you give everybody that phone number one more time?
Sure. Our phone number is 231-724-2000. 3699.
So for all those people who don't have health insurance currently or are looking to maybe change their plan during open enrollment, are really confused, can't maneuver around that site, don't feel comfortable with a computer, or want to see somebody face-to-face, this is the number to call where you can actually go in and actually speak to people who can get on there and log you in and help you as you figure out what's best for you. Wonderful. What a great service to offer for everybody. We want to thank you so much, both Stacy and Brendan, for being here today and letting everybody know of these wonderful services. All right?
All right. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you.